We're continuing in the introduction to the Likutei Halachos. This is the second shiur of the introduction, Rav Nosson Zal's own introduction to his magnum opus, to his set of Sforum Likutei Halachos. V'hinei, im omnom yidmel ha'koyre lefum riyato bekama mekoymois, asher he'erachti lema'anisi. Rav Nosson Zal says, if it might seem to one who is reading these Sforum, at first, like when you're reading it quickly, it might seem that in certain places, Rav Nosson Zal has elaborated a lot. Like he's v'kofalti, and I repeated myself v'shilashti advarim, and I repeated it a third time, bekama v'kama mekoymos, in many different places. Da yedidi hama'ayin, listen carefully, my good friend who is studying this sefer. Kigam zois meim Hashem tzvokois yotza. This is also that something that Hashem made it work out this way. Asher hifli etzo higdil tushia. Hashem is the one who made the wonder, who gave the direction here as to how this sefer, these forums should be written. And Hashem made it come out the right way. Ki hamesim leiv la'ayin be'emes b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, because a person who will really concentrate on looking honestly at Rabbeinu Zal's words, the words of Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Moran, in Sipurei Maaseiyos and Sefer Midos, ho amukim mikol minei amkus sheba'olam, which are deeper than all different types of depth in the world, urechava miniyam, and they're as broad as the ocean. Rabbeinu Zal's words are so all-encompassing, asher ein aroich aleim, there's no price we can put on them, they're priceless, v'achar kach yosim leiv heitev l'dvor ayele, and after looking at Rabbeinu Zal's words, you'll look at my words, asher chanani Hashem, which Hashem has graced me, l'chadesh ulevayar bohem, to bring out new revelations and clarification of Rabbeinu Zal's words. Yovin Heitev, the person will understand very well, ki lefioitzim hoamkus hashabadvorim oele, that based on the incredible depth in Rabbeinu Zal's words, adayin lo yotzosi yedei choivas habir, I haven't even yet fulfilled my obligation in trying to explain. Afilu b'makoymos she'arachti moed, even in the places where I really elaborated, I wrote 50 pages, I haven't even begun to clarify the incredible depth that Rabbeinu Zal has. Mikol shkein, how much more so, b'shar makoymos, in other places, shehoyitzi mekatzer voile, where I wrote much less. There for sure, I haven't yet done justice in really clarifying Rabbeinu Zal's words, because Rabbeinu Zal's words are so deep and so profound. One page of Rabbeinu Zal's could require thousands of pages to do real justice, to really clarify it. Kida, because you should know, shekol hadvorim shegilo Rabbeinu Zal, that all the revelations that Rabbeinu Zal gave us, heim hakdomois chadoshois legamri, are brand new insights and revelations in Torah. And now he writes in parentheses, im omnom kulam benuyim yusodim al kol mitzvos haTorah hamekubalos biyadenu mikvar, even though all of Rabbeinu Zal's words are based on the written Torah, which we all have received on Har Sinai, which we all are, you know, associated with and familiar with, im kol ze, despite that, heim hakdomois chadoshois legamri, Rabbeinu Zal has revealed and brought forth brand new ways of looking at and understanding and appreciating the Torah, be it the written Torah, the Gemara, the Zohar HaKadosh, all of these Sforim. The Chulam and all of Rabbeinu Zal's words, heim eitzois udrochim nifloim lehiskarev al yodom l'Hashem Yisborach, are incredible advice and guidelines and direction as to how to come close to Hashem. Kol echot ve'echot mimokim shehu. Each and every piece of advice and each and every direction where Rabbeinu Zal presents it. Ve'ikar kav hakavona, and Rabbeinu Zal's main intention was lekaimam bepshitus, to for us to fulfill the advice, the guidance, the direction, the things he gives us to do, kefi ma sheyotzu mipiv, exactly as they came forth from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth, betmimus ubepshitus, with the utmost of simplicity and sincerity. Avol, however, me oitzem gashmius gufenu, as a result of the fact that our bodies are so materialistic, we're so much into gashmius, we're so much so attached to the physical world, va'achirus sichleinu, and our brains leave a lot to be desired, are messed up in many ways, koshe v'koveid ma'oid lahachnis b'leiv ha'odom tmimus upshitus hadvorim ha'ela. That's what makes it extremely difficult to take Rabbeinu Zal's words and for a person to really absorb it and digest it in their heart, to really understand it properly and accept it and be prepared to commit to it, to commit oneself to doing it. Kidas kol odom noite achrei chochmois shel hoilom, because most people's intellect leans towards the way of thinking of the world, towards the culture in which they're raised in. People that are raised in America, their thinking naturally goes according to Western culture kind of thinking. People that are raised in Eretz Yisrael, Ahavdil, again, have their way of thinking, the way Israelis look at things, you know, etc., etc. Sherubon me'akmin es halev minekuda soem es lamitoi bepshitas etubimus, where the majority of their thinking and majority of their cultures makes a person's heart crooked and blocks a person's heart from really being able to accept and understand the real truths of Hashem, the real truths of Yiddishkeit, with sincerity and simplicity. Befrat, especially since, ki be'emes lamitoy, the real truth is that hatmimus upshitus shel divrei Rabbeinu Zal, the simplicity of Rabbeinu Zal's words, omoik omoik moed moed, is very, very, very deep. Omoik moik miim tseno, it's so deep, who is capable of fathoming it? Who's capable? On one hand, Rabbeinu Zal's words are so simple, the advice is so simple and so practical, and on the other hand, there's incredible depth to it. V'yesh b'chol dover v'dover shegila huzal, tilin, tilin shel halachos. And in each and every revelation of Rabbeinu Zal, in each chapter of Likutei Moran, in each paragraph in Sichas Aram, there are mountains and mountains of halachos, mayonos usahoimos, wellsprings, and major, major depths, yoitzim babiko bahor, which come forth from the mountains and the valleys. That's what had a pasuk describes the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol dvorov heim kemayon hanoivea, because all of Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, all of his words, were like a wellspring that keeps shooting forth new waters. You know, it's something Rabbeinu Zal said one line, and that one line keeps reproducing and cloning it and regenerating. You can write pages, as we've seen Rav Nosson Zal do. Rav Nosson Zal take a small chapter in Likutei Moran, which we read it, we thought we understood it, and Rav Nosson Zal explodes it. He opens it up and expands it to show all kinds of things that are in there. It's not he just goes off on a tangent. No tangent. He's clarifying those words, but bringing such life to it and showing us how it can clarify thousands of different questions that you have about Yiddishkeit. Kasher yira horoya ma'at dema'at, as you who are looking into these forim will see a drop of a drop how Hashem has graced me to find incredible, awesome things. The kavonis kama mitzvois bedibur echot shegila Rabbeinu Zal. The kavonis kama mitzvois. Hashem has blessed me to be able to discover incredible wealth of understanding of many different mitzvahs from one statement of Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal gave a chapter in Likutei Moran, which seems to, and Rabbeinu Zal used it to clarify 10 different major mitzvahs in the Torah, and 5 holidays, and all based on that one concept that Rabbeinu Zal revealed. And now he gives us an example. Kegoin, for example, Bahatoira sosoin v'simcho yasigu, Venosu Yogain Vanocho. In the chapter on Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 23, the chapter that's based on this pasuk, Sosoin Vesimcho Yasigu, they will achieve joy and happiness, Venosu Yogain Vanocho, and the heaviness and the sadness will run away. Shehu Dibur Echod. This was one statement that Rabbeinu Zal made, that Rabbeinu Zal explained, how a Jew has to try lachtoif hayogoin vanocho lotoich hasimcha. That when a person is very happy, then the problems in their lives try to run away. Try to run away and hide because they don't want to be destroyed. They don't want to get zapped. So when they see a major tornado of happiness, they say, hey guys, it's time to get out of the way. They get out of the way. They want to go hide out in another place. And when the happiness, when the joy will subside, when the wedding will be over or the party's over, they're going to come right back there and show their faces and show their thing. They're going to strut their feathers. They're going to show that they're here to stay. These problems are never going to go away. You're going to suffer with me for the rest of your life, these problems. And Rabbeinu Zal, who understood life, you know, like nobody understood and understood Torah. Rabbeinu Zal understood this problem, and he said, when you see those guys running, go after them, grab them by their jackets, and say, you ain't going nowhere, because I know this is the best time to dip you guys in the mikvah. We're going to dip you in the happiness. We're going to dip you in the whipped cream here. And you guys are going to come out from problem is going to become sugar daddy. You're going to become a sugar daddy. The problem is going to be, we're going to convert you. We're going to make you Hasidic. You're not going to be a tax problem or a shalom bayis problem. We're going to make you into a dancer, one of those guys who's always bouncing up and down. Kemavoy Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'Hashem Yisborach Azorani. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Hashem helped me, v'heir einai, and opened up my eyes, limtzoi al pi hagdoma zois, based on this concept that Rabbeinu Zal presents there in Likutei Moran, I was zeuche to discover dvorim nifloim harbe harbe, many, many incredible things, kasher yira horoya be'even huezer betchilosoi, like you'll see in the book on Evan Ezer, the Likutei Halachos on Evan Ezer, the first few chapters there that are all based on that one chapter in Likutei Moran, v'chein bekama mekoymos, and in many other places throughout the Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal took that short chapter on Likutei Moran, it's like one long paragraph, and he wrote 20, 30 pages of explanation of hundreds of things in Yiddishkeit, which he explained with that one concept. This recognition of the fact that when a person is experiencing happiness, the problems and the difficulties and struggles in life try to run away, to hide, because they don't want to get zapped. They don't want to be eliminated completely. So they run away figuring they're going to hide out until the storm subsides, until the happiness dissipates, and then they'll come back in full strength. But Rabbeinu Zal teaches us over there in Likutei Moran that a Jew has the ability, if you're aware of this, if you recognize this problem, and when they're about to leave, you say, hold on, guys, you ain't going nowhere. You're staying right here now. I'm going to bring you into the happiness. I'm going to dance with my tax bill. That's going to be what my Sefer Torah, I ain't going to hold the Torah. I'm going to hold the tax report. I'm going to hold this. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dance about this. I'm so lucky that I have what to pay taxes on. There are other people that wish they had what to pay taxes on. You know, to be able to Rabbeinu Zal taught us how to turn it around, how to be able to see the good in everything and how to really eliminate the problem, to zap it. Like we say, if a small piece of treif falls into 1,000 times as much kosher, the treif becomes nullified. It becomes kosher, period. V'yafal pikein, and after all the fancy things Rav Nosson Zal says that I've taught about this, after all the major chidushim, Iker hakavona bepshutoi, Rabbeinu Zal's main intention in teaching us that was lehizgaber, for a Jew to strengthen himself, lachtoif hayogoin vanocha l'toich hasimcha, to grab the problem and the depression and grab it and schlep it, drag it into the simcha. Dahainu lahafoich kol minei atzvus l'simcha, to be able to convert all kinds of depression, all kinds of sadness, into joy and happiness. kimavur shom b'mkoymoy, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Avol zeh ho'inyan b'pshitus. However, this concept, in its simple form, lehishtadel lehizgaber al kol min yatzvus, for a Jew to try to do everything they can to overcome all kinds of depression, all kinds of anger and resentments, v'lafoy hakoyel lesimcha, to convert it, to turn it into simcha, koshe v'koved me'oid lehachnis b'leiv odom. It is very, very difficult to teach somebody how to do this in real life. To get the person to be able, when the bullets are flying, when they're under fire, to be able to know how to do that. V'Hashem Yisborach azorani leharchiv hadibur bazeh. And Hashem helped me, Rav Nosson says, to expound on this, to really clarify this, to give pages of explanation with examples, with all kinds of examples. To reveal and show that upon this depends the fulfillment of the entire Torah. The whole Judaism depends on your ability to be able to do this, to be able to understand this piece of advice and be able to apply it in real life. Ki simcha hi hanakuda shel kol ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos. Because happiness is the essence of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, mitzvahs. That's the essence of everything in religion. V'al-yidei har-chovas ha-drush bozeh, and Rav Nosson Zal says, by expounding on this, by explaining this and clarifying it in pages and pages, yecholin lirois meirochoik, a Jew can see from the distance, oitzem malas ha-simcha, the incredible importance and specialness of happiness, v'kama tzrichin leischazeg, and how much effort a person has to put into this, lahafoy cho'atzvus le'simcha, to convert the depression into joy and happiness. Again, if we give you the tools to be able to do it, Rabbeinu Zal gave us the advice, Rav Nosson Zal gave us the Rashi and the Tosfos and everything on it, so that if a person believes and is willing to, they have everything they need to be able to actually implement this in your life, to turn all the negative into positive. The Toichen HaKavona, the essence, the real mean, what Rabbeinu Zal really wanted here is, Lizkois Lekayim Eitzezu Bepshitus, for a Jew to succeed in doing this, ulevakesh mi'Hashem yisborach liskois lazim, and to plead with Hashem, to beg Hashem for help in being able to succeed in doing this, in converting the unhappiness into joy and happiness, taking the problems and throwing them into the swimming pool, and it becomes like balloons. It becomes part of the celebration. And the same thing is true regarding other advice, incredible advice and incredible direction that Rabbeinu Zal revealed to us. For example, chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Ayei Hasel Oila, Sheha'etza Hamovoyeres Shom Amuka Moid. The advice that Rabbeinu Zal gives us in that chapter is very deep. Hainu, meaning shehapshitus vahatmimus shel ho'etz vaderech hazeh, omoik moed. Even the simplicity, even doing what Rabbeinu Zal says there in the simplest way, is very, very deep. It ain't so simple. It's very deep. Utzrichin laharchiv hadibur bazeh harbe, and therefore we must elaborate on it tremendously. We have to expand on it and explain it and clarify it. And present different variations of it, show you different examples of exactly where this applies. And with Hashem's great kindness, He opened up my eyes, and I discovered that this concept that Rabbeinu Zal reveals in that chapter, I found many sources throughout the Torah where you see that concept being applied. Kemavoyer behilchas gvias choiv me'ayisoyimim, as we find in Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, I believe it's in volume Zion, Halacha Gimel over there, where Rav Nosson Zal bases it on that chapter on Likutei Moran, the Torah Ayeh, Asher Hamaskil, Yochoy Lohoven Midaitoy Dovar Mitoch Dovar, where an intelligent person will be able to understand one thing from another. They'll be able to derive new things from what I've given them. Shekol haTorah Maleya Miderech Veitzazoyz. To be able to see, based on the examples that I've given over there, you'll be able to see how this advice of Ayeh is found throughout the entire Torah. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. V'chein b'ha-Torah azamra l'l'kai b'yoidi. And so too, in chapter 282, in the first half of Likud Imran, azamra, the famous azamra, hamuva behilchas hashkoma sabayikar haloch aleph, which is the chapter in Likud Imran upon which the first chapter of Likud Halochas is based on, in Orach Chaim aleph, hashkoma sabayikar. V'chein b'inyin horotzoin v'ha-ishtoikikus l'ashem yisborach. And so too, regarding a person's yearning for Hashem, deep longing and yearning for Hashem, shebechol hadvorim ho'ele tzrichin ledaber harbe, that regarding each all of these topics, there's a lot to talk about. We have to talk. We have to elaborate a lot about it. We have to speak a lot about it. Ad shenizke lahachnisoysam b'leiv hodom, until we'll succeed in having it penetrate into your heart, into our hearts of stone and trash and all kinds of blockages, walls that we have up. Lekaimam bepshita subetmimus, so that we'll be able to implement this advice, we'll be able to do it in simple and practical ways, we'll be able to incorporate this into our life. Ki zeh ho'ikar, because that's the main thing. The main thing is doing it. Ki loy hamedrash ho'ikar el ha'maisa, because as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the main thing is not learning about Yiddishkeit, the main thing is doing Yiddishkeit, living it. Hein al kol eila, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on all of this, ha-hechrich laharich b'roiv ha-mekoymois, it was mandatory, I had to elaborate in most places. Kedei lahazbir ho-eitzel b'pshitus, in order to really explain the advice that Rabbeinu Zal is giving, to make it really simple and clear, kedei sheyovi talmid zeh lidei maaseh, so that learning it, you will actually be able to do it, to live it, but to implement it into your actual life. That's number one. Number two, v'gam mitzad hachidushim bi'atzmam, and then also, regarding the fact that in many cases Rabbeinu Zal is revealing new concepts, new revelations in Yiddishkeit. Ki divrei Rabbeinu Zal heim amukim urechovim moed, because Rabbeinu Zal's words are incredibly deep and broad. Ubechol toira v'toira yesh kama v'kama hagdomois v'nyonim v'chidushim efloim, and in each and every individual chapter in Likutei Moran, there are many different concepts of Yiddishkeit that are being addressed, that Rabbeinu Zal is revealing and giving new insights about. Ubechol hachidushim shashem yizborach pokach einei lechadish bohem, and regarding all the new concepts that Hashem has blessed me, Rav Nosson Zal says, new to reveal in Rabbeinu Zal's words and using Rabbeinu Zal's words, kulam kshurim umehudokim bikshorim harbei bedvorov hanoyroim vaktoishim. All of my words are very, very connected in multiple connections to Rabbeinu Zal's words. Everything is connected and reconnected and connected from this angle and from that angle and from above and from below, from all over. Ubechol mokim shemesracheish hadrush vachidish shechidashti b'ezras Hashem Yisborach. And wherever you see that my words have really, I've really elaborated, you know, and I've gone on for pages and pages, bekulam tzrichim lachzor bechol pam lechol chelkei haTorah shegilu Rabbeinu Zal. What a person really needs to do is, as you're learning the Likutei Halachos, to go back into the Likutei Moran and look over the paragraph in Likutei Moran that Rav Nosson Zal is explaining, Sheklula Mikhalokim Uprotim Harbe Moed, whereby each chapter is made up of many different sections and many details. V'kasher Shomati Mipiv HaKodesh Zal, as I heard Rabbeinu Zal himself say, Sheomar Al HaChidushim Sheli, Rabbeinu Zal said about my Chidushim, about the Likutei Halachos, She'ein mi Sheyevinam Heitev, that there aren't people that will understand it well. Why? Machmashetzrichim lizkor heitev moed as divrei toirosei akdoisha. Because in order to really appreciate Rab Nelson Zal's words, you have to remember the chapter in Likutei Moran really well. You have to have that on your fingertips. You have to have it on the screen in front of you. V'liyois boki heitev b'chol chadorov uprotov edikdukov, and to know well all the different rooms and all the different closets and all the different details of Rabbeinu Zal's Likutei Moran, of that each and every chapter. So that's what sometimes makes the Likutei Halachos a little bit hard to understand, because unless you're really solid in Likutei Moran, unless you know the chapter well, or you just spend some time preparing it before you went into the Likutei Halachos, Rab Nelson Zal's working from a level where to him the chapter in Likutei Moran is on his fingertips. And he's pushing all the different buttons there. And if you don't know those buttons, then you don't feel it. But if you're familiar with those buttons, you're saying, whoa, look at bing, bam, boom, bam. Look at that. He's hitting every note in the song. Rabbeinu Zal prepared a song that has 1,000 notes. And in Likutei Halachos, Rab Nosson Zal is giving us a revelation about the holiday of Pesach. And he's hitting every note in that chapter in Likutei Moran. He's showing how every single idea and concept that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran is found within our observance of the holiday of Pesach. That by me fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach, I'm connecting with all 12 different concepts that Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in Likutei Moran. V'al kein huchrachti bekama mekoymois laharich ulaharchev hadibur. That's what forced me, Rav Nelson Zal says, in many places, to really elaborate and expand. V'lachzor inyan echad kama pomim, and review a concept many times. Ulai yikoneis belev hama'ayin toichen akavon amitis. With the hope that maybe, Rabbeinu Zal's real intention will go into your heart. Maybe you'll get it. And maybe you'll really get it to the point where you'll be able to start doing it properly. Leida hachidish al burioi, to really understand the chidish properly. V'ho ikar, Rav Nosson Zal says now again, but the most important thing is, not so whether you understand every little detail of every pasuk and every detail, every nuance that Rabbeinu Zal presented over there in Likutei Moran, the most important thing is, sheyovo yaydei zeh lidei maisa, that this will change your life, that in your actions, that your actions will reflect what you're learning here. That you'll be inspired to fulfill Rabbeinu Zal's advice and words in a practical way, in your actual living. And you'll be able to fulfill the concept that I was able to derive from Rabbeinu Zal's words, Asher Oleho Bonisi Abinyanahu, upon which I built my building. As Rabbeinu Zal says, I took a certain concept of Rabbeinu Zal and I built a building on that. The most important thing I want from you is to appreciate the concept from Rabbeinu Zal and to be able to integrate it into your actual living, to know how to apply it to your shalom bias, to all the different factors in your life going on. Ki me'oid omko mashevoiso, because Rabbeinu Zal's thoughts are incredibly deep. V'zeh boror v'yodua l'kol maskil. And this is obvious and clear to any intelligent person. Shebekol mehamekoyim o'yishim tzeh b'sforim k'doshim chidushim u'biurim bariches godol. That in any sforim, in any religious writings, which go on sometimes for a long time, where you have a particular concept or a particular issue that's discussed and it spans many pages, Hein b'gemara pirush tosfos, whether it's sforim that are written expounding on gemara, on tosfos, where some of the sforim sometimes elaborate, you can have 5-10 pages on one tosfos. Hein b'sifrei kabbalah upardes, and especially Sfarim that are expounding on concepts of Kabbalah and Pshat Remez Drush Sod of Torah. Kemoi, for example, B'Sifrei HaShach al Choshen Mishpat. The writings of the Shach on Choshen Mishpat, he is known that sometimes he'll elaborate, you know, he'll have 2 pages of very fine writing, where if you would write that over, it would be 10 pages, you know, on one nuance in the halacha. He'll expound on it and take it apart and bring all the different proofs to show why he agrees or disagrees with a particular opinion on something. Oy, b'sifrei shailas u'tshuvos haboim b'derech arukah moed, or especially those rabbis who were asked halachic questions and they wrote responsa to it. And in many cases, in order to clarify the question, and in order to bring all the different opinions on this question, and to show what is relevant and what's not relevant, and to be able to decide based on all kinds of different factors how he comes to the conclusion, to the final decision that he comes, sometimes it's pages. Oy b'sifrei ha'arizal, or especially in the writings of the Arizal, shekol drush u'drush misrachei v'ohilek moed, where each discussion there is very, very broad. You know, it goes on and on. Val pi roiv hadrush shebesoif mekusha moed ladrush shelifnei kama v'kama dapim. And in many cases, in the writings of the Arizal, when you're reading a particular chapter, and that chapter is, let's say, 60 pages, very often page 40 is connected to page 5. There are things in page 40 that are very connected to page 5. And you have to be able to hold it all in your head and have it all in your hands. Umi sheboki heitev bekisvei Arizal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, actually, a person who really knows the writings of Arizal well, Maven realizes, shekimat kol hasefer Eitz Chaim upri Eitz Chaim heim drush echod godol, that all 3 volumes of Eitz Chaim, which is about 1,500 pages, and the Pri Eitz Chaim, which is another 800 pages, those 3,000 pages are all actually one long discussion. It's all connected. It's all building a picture. Lahavdil, it's like you have these puzzles. You have a puzzle of 50 pieces, you have a puzzle of 500 pieces, you have a puzzle of 5,000 pieces. And you have kids today, Kanai Nahara, who are quick. You know, you give them one of these puzzles, they spill it out on the floor, on the living room floor, and they'll work on it for 6 hours. And an adult will look at this and say, I would lose my mind, I wouldn't know it. And the kid will start, bing, bam, 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 a piece of... And zip it, zip, zap, and it'll take them 6 hours or 6 days, whatever it is. And you'll see that every piece in that puzzle fits perfectly, and it puts together a perfect picture. Lahavdil, that's the writings of the Arizal. That's the Torah in general. It's pieces of a puzzle. It's all really part of one picture. Only it's all, and it's interconnected, and it's all... Kemoikein bekol mekoimois haboim baruka gedoyla, and so too in all places of the writings of the Arizal, Sifrei Kabbalah, Shas Tshuvos, where there is these long discussions, cholilo lahma'ayin lehizbael velifchoid, it's wrong, completely wrong, for a person who's trying to learn that to get overwhelmed and to get scared. How in the world can anybody expect me to be able to contain, put this into my brain? It's ridiculous. It's totally impossible. It's absurd. It's not true. Because about this whole situation, there's a pasuk in Mishle, chapter 17, pasuk Chav Dalet, where Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ve'enei ksil b'ktzei horetz." The eyes of the fool looks all the way to the other end of the country. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there, Ayin Shom, look in Rashi. Rashi says over there, a fool looks at Masechta Shabbos and says, look at this, 24 chapters. What are they, nuts? Who did they write this for? My grandfather, how in the world can they expect, one Mishnah is hard for me to understand. And the Gemara is 14 pages just on the first Mishnah. And then there's another Mishnah. This is totally ridiculous. And Kalim, Masechta Kalim, the first Gemara in Taharos, is 30 chapters explaining the different types of Tumah. Kimavur Shambafir, exactly. But Rashi says, but the intelligent person says, hold on a second. I don't have to. I'm going to do one page, and then I'm going to do another page, and then I'm going to do a I don't have to look at the whole thing and be overwhelmed. I have to look at one paragraph at a time. I do a paragraph till I understand it. I understand. I go on to the next paragraph. And eventually, I will get through the whole thing, number one. And then Rashi says there, another point Rashi says, and hold on a second. If I were the first one doing this, then I could have a doubt. I could think, who knows? Maybe it's impossible. Maybe it's but I see. I know that there are hundreds or thousands of people that have done this already. So you can't tell me that this can't be done. You can't tell me that the brain can't. I see there are people that have done it, that have learned Shas. So I know it can be done. The trick is just that the Yetzirah is trying to overwhelm me. The Yetzirah tries to knock you out by putting the whole thing in front of your face. So you get overwhelmed. I don't want the whole thing. I want one line. That's all I want, one line. I had the privilege this Shabbos of being in Meron. And I was staying. Meron is a mountain. Everybody knows Meron is on a mountain. And the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is towards the top of the mountain. And we stayed somewhere in the middle of the mountain, sort of. Not that far, about a 10-minute walk from the kever. However, the 10 minutes, some of it, all of it is uphill. Some of it is really uphill. And a person who's not in good shape and not used to walking starts walking or looks at this and says, hey, this is crazy. This is nuts. This is and I mentioned to my wife that was walking, we're not going up to the top. You just have to one step. We're going to take one step, nothing more, one step. Can we do it? Yeah, no problem. And then we're going to take one more step. That's all. And you see, it's a piece of cake. If you look at it that way, one step. After, I'm not going to walk 1,000 feet. I'm going to walk 4 feet, nothing else. Walk 4 feet. We did it. Yeah. We're still alive. We're not panting, not dying. Don't need Hatzalah. Let's try one more step. And if we do the step, and then we'll try a third step. You know, one of the, and it's sermon. That's exactly what we're being taught here. Ayin Sham, look over there. Look at that pasuk in Mishlei. Look how Rashi explains it. V'zeh ho'in tzrichen b'nei hanu'urim le'dam o'id. This is something that's extremely important to teach to young children, to boys, kids. V'choivo al moireihem v'rabeihem lohidiyem zois. And it's imperative, it's extremely important for their rabbis, for their teachers, to teach them this, to explain this to them. Leval yizbahalu v'yifchadu klal midrush echidosh orah. Not to get overwhelmed, not to get frightened when they see a long Tosfos, a person who's learning Tosfos for the first time, and they see a Tosfos that's like 100 lines. Like, whoa, I have trouble with the Tosfos that's 3 lines. How in the world? There's six, Tosfos asks 6 questions and gives 3 different answers. How in the world am I going to? Rak yosimu einem v'libam olav keseder ma'at ma'at. But rather to focus on it, to go in order, a drop it a little bit at a time, one piece at a line. First this piece. Got it? Good. V'yekashru batchila inyan echod, and first try to connect one piece, ad sh'yavino esekzas, until you understand it a little bit. Not totally. You don't have to understand it completely. Till you understand it a little bit. V'yacharkach yelchu lahalan, then go further a little bit, keseder, in order, behadroga, slowly, step by step, mechidish lechidish, from one new concept to the next, umeinyan linyan, from one topic to the next, ad sheyigmaru amud oidaf echor, until you complete one side of a page, or one whole page, 2 sides. V'chein yelchu keseder, and so too to continue, moving along, page by page, b'chol pam, meinyan linyan, from topic to topic, beli beholo ubilbul, without getting overwhelmed, without getting confused, without getting nervous. Vo'oz yovoyu al makoimam b'sholem, and then they will arrive at their destination in peace. They'll get to the finish line, no problem. V'yuchlu lahavin afilu drush oroich moed, and they'll be able to understand even long, long discussions in Torah. Afilu mi she'enoy muflug b'yoyser, even a person who is not that bright. No, until he added these words, the person said, oh yeah, Rav Nosson Zal's right, sure, he was a genius. He's not going to let you get away with that. He says, even a person who's not that bright, if you'll follow this formula, you will succeed. You will do it. V'huchrachti lahaskir zoyskan, Rav Nosson Zal says, I was forced to mention this here, machmas shebesifreinu, because in our sforim, tehila lakel, thank Hashem, ho arichus motzi bohem moed bekama mekoymos. There are many places where we really elaborate. You know, we go on for pages and pages and pages. Al kein bosi lahaskir samayin. Therefore, I wanted to remind you and make you aware, leval yevahalunu rayonov, not to let your brain play tricks on you, not to let your brain start say, oh, you could never do this. But rather just keep going, a paragraph, another paragraph, turn the page, turn the next page. And then you'll see that you will succeed. You'll get it, no problem. And then, if you'll concentrate, Yovin, you'll realize shekol ma shenira la'arichus hadvarim, that what seemed to be very long, it seemed to be like too long, hakol nitzrach el bir ho'inimoid, was all very necessary. You know, if you'll do this correctly, you'll see that Rav Nosson Zal didn't waste any words. He wasn't just trying to fill up a page or anything. Every additional paragraph he wrote was necessary to help you get the right understanding of what Rabbeinu Zal said, and to be able to give you all the tools that you need to actually implement it, to do what Rabbeinu Zal wants you to do. Ki be'emes, bekama mekoymos, because the truth is, Rabbeinu Zal says, in many places, in my sforim, ma shenidme la'arichus, what seems to be very elaborating, churak b'hashkofa rishon, it's only at first glance, before you really try to understand it well. But afterwards, when you go further, and you concentrate on what says there, until you understand it well, then you see that even those things that I repeated several times, you know, chosar adayin harbe, it's still missing a lot. There's still a lot that I didn't do enough. I didn't clarify it enough. Masha yitzrichanoi levar yoser, things that require more explanation. You see that there's things I left out that I didn't finish clarifying. Ki be'ezra sashim yizborach, yesh besforim elu b'roiv hamakoymois, dvorim amukim harbe. Because I thank with Hashem's goodness, in these sforim, in many, many places, there are very deep things, very special things. Because they are based on very high level holiness. Based on the awesome revelations that Rabbeinu Zal revealed. Whereby every single word that came forth from Rabbeinu Zal's holy, awesome mouth, ein shir vein keitz lohamkus sheyesh boy, there's no measure. There's no way to measure the depth and the how far reaching it is. Adein soif adein tachlis, to infinity. Kasher yovin kol chad kefuman nemeshar belibe. Like each and every person will understand based on your level of understanding, based on your ability to comprehend. Mi shechofetz bo'emes lamitoi. We're talking specifically to people who are interested in the real truth, who are looking for the real truth. Ein kama koyma ilharach bozen. Rav Nosson says, I don't want to go more into this. Uma'at mavor b'makom esacher mayin sham. A little of this is explained in other places now for him. V'alkein, and therefore, gam elu hachidushim shechanani Hashem. Also the new revelations that Hashem has blessed me with, shehim kulam bnuyim al dvorav hakdoshim, which are all based on Rabbeinu Zal's words, bechulam yesh bohem amkus. Even in my writings, Rav Nosson Zal says, is all of them have a lot of depth to them. Machma shekulam him kemoi pirush ubiur al dvorav hakdoshim zal, because all of them are like an explanation and a clarification of Rabbeinu Zal's words. Avol ba'emes yodati benafshi shadain loy nogati bedvorav afilu pochois mitipo menayam, But Rav Nosson says the truth is, I realize that I haven't yet touched Rabbi Nazal's writings. I haven't penetrated Rabbi Nazal's writings, even like a drop in the ocean. There's a very famous statement from the Baal Shem Tov, where there's a pasuk, Toras Hashem Temima. The Torah of Hashem is Temima. And the word Temima has many interpretations. One interpretation of Temima is whole, complete. The Baal Shem Tov writes that after all the hundreds of thousands, or maybe millions, of books that rabbis have written throughout the generations, from the time of Avram Avinu, Noach, you know, Mesushelach, all of them wrote Sforim, all clarifying the Torah, even before the Torah was officially given on Har Sinai. With all of those books, the Torah is still complete. Nobody has penetrated. Nobody has penetrated a millimeter. It's like if you're looking at a cup of cream that's full to the top, like, and people go diving into it. Nobody has passed the surface yet. It's still totally smooth on top. Nobody has even touched it because it's infinite. Hashem's wisdom is infinite. So if you covered 100 pages or 1,000,000 pages, you haven't caught up, you haven't shortened the distance yet to the finish line. V'Hashem alikim emes, yancheni b'deruch emes, v'Hashem who is truth, should lead me in the path of truth, kasher boichin libois yodei atzfun libi u'machshavti, as Hashem who knows what's in people's hearts, knows the most hidden thoughts in my heart, my desires, shekol tshukosi hurak l'nekudas emes, that my whole desire is only for the essence of truth. Boruch Elokeinu asher toiv gemalonu, blessed is Hashem who has helped, given us this, v'nosan lanu toiras emes, and has given us the Torah of truth. Eile v'cho'eile yosef imono, may Hashem continue with us. V'yizkor chazdei ovois, may He remember all the good deeds of our forefathers. V'yitein le'yakov emes, and give us, the Jewish people, truth. V'yikuya mehera, may we see fulfilled speedily. Emes me eretz titzmach, the pasuk says that the truth will come forth from the ground. Ad yuchan bechesed kisei David, until we will see the throne of King David established with Hashem's kindness. Ve'yeshev olav be'emes, and David HaMelech will sit on that throne with truth. B'mheiro v'yameinu, amen ken yehi rotzayin. Speedily in our days, may it be the will of Hashem.